You are now listening to NIIT Radio.
Value creation. That's the topic of today's blog. So what do I mean by value creation? What I mean is that learning and training organizations need to deliver quantifiable value for the investment being made in them. And what's quantifiable value look like? Well, it can look like, traditionally, things such as smile sheets that get high ratings or even level 2 high ratings. I would suggest that it really ought to be about the business, and we ought to have a series of measures that are the business metrics that determine the value we create. So what are those metrics? They're things like productivity improvement, sales, earnings, productivity, employee productivity, customer satisfaction, customer retention, employee satisfaction, employee retention, employee growth. And the thing about value creation is that it has to be in the eyes of the customer. And so let's just spend just a moment and talk about who the customers of training are, because then we can figure out how we can understand what's important to them and how to measure the work that we do to ensure that it is delivering value and meeting their needs and requirements. I'd submit that there are three customers of training. There's the employees who receive the training, who build the skills and capabilities required to do whatever it is they have to do to deliver, to support their business that they're in or function. The second layer of customers is the leaders, the managers, the line supervisors and managers of those employees. That group of customers has the task of ensuring that their employees have the skills and capabilities to do the work that's required and that they are meeting their objectives, collectively and individually. So that's the second group. The third group then is the group that provides all the funding, and that's the senior executives. And my point of all this is that all three of those customer groups have a set of needs. And those needs we need to understand and we need to deliver against. And so the employee's need may be pretty simple. I need a set of skills to do this job I have to do. Or I have a need that has to do with employability. And we can deliver training and learning against those needs and, in fact, measure it. The first-line supervisors or second-line supervisors may have a set of needs that says my employees need to work as a team, I need to get more productivity out of my team, and I need to meet my objectives for the year, and therefore my employees need to have the skills and capabilities to do the work that ensures that I meet my objectives. The executives may, and we can measure that, by the way. And then the third group, the executives who provide the funding, ultimately, for the work that we do all the way through the organization, their needs may be totally different. They may be concerned with things like employer of choice, employee retention, customer retention, and customer satisfaction, and achieving strategic objectives. All these things are measurable, and the reason we don't measure them, I believe, in many cases, is because we don't understand and don't take the time to understand the needs at this level. We pretty specifically look at a training need and say, what are you trying to accomplish? What do you need? What's the skill set you need? And we do that, and then we measure that the skill set is gotten by some form or fashion, and then we move on. And I would submit that there's a larger view of this that we ought to be dealing with, and we ought to be building a set of measurements around. So value creation then is the delivery of those results which move the needle on business value as defined by, or value and need as defined by, the three customer bases. And things like productivity, sales, and revenue, those sorts of things are critically important. Things like employee satisfaction, employee retention are critically important. And things like meeting objectives and both in cost and productivity and those sorts of things in the line are also critically important. So how do we do this? Well, I believe that within the value chain of training, there are a set of processes that I would call value creation processes. And they are things like understanding the needs of the business, what I call business linkage, and the activity of understanding the challenges the business is facing, what the people or issues are that are associated with those challenges, determining whether training can make a difference and enabling the business by developing skills and capabilities that don't exist today, and then doing it. So value creation processes, business linkage, first and foremost, it begins there. If that doesn't happen, nothing else matters in my mind. The second one might be designing and developing a solution. Actually, probably more identifying the solution or the solution options that meet the requirements as understood in the business linkage process. So making certain that we're bringing options to our customers, that the options are in fact targeted at the needs specifically identified in the business linkage process, and that the customer then has the ability to make choices based on level of value, level of cost, or both, level of effort, timing, all those sorts of things. The third part of value creation then is, I believe, measurement, and only because it's critically important early on in the transformation of a training organization. And transformation may be too strong a word here, but let's go with it for now. In the transformation of a training organization, measurement is important because we have to earn the right to do the work that we do. And earn the right means we have to be we have to consistently deliver value, we have to consistently be responsive, we have to manage our costs, all those sorts of things. And so what my belief is that as we continue to measure and continue to demonstrate value and quantify it and the like, that we will ultimately build confidence in our customers that when they invest in us, that they get, they get substantial value in return. At that point, and that point differs by organization, I'm certain. At that point, we can technically stop the measurement process, stop investing resources to do all this measurement stuff, because our customers are confident that when they invest, they get value. So let me stop there and end with that. The statement that I often make to organizations is it's not about training, it's about results. So we need to change our mindset to get away from, training being the end, when in fact it is one of the means, and one of the means to delivering real value and delivering real business results.
NIIT, Business Impact Accelerated.